40.
I miss watching sports. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey. Oh, they still have sports to watch, but it's not the same since the beer riots. Some politicians blame the sports for the riots, which may or may not have been true, and got laughed off the podium. A career-ending event. But nobody expected what happened next. The sponsors, afraid that it might be true, pulled out. And without that money artificially inflating the game, the players left. The owners sold their teams. It all fell like a house of cards within a few years. Now I only have crime dramas and old action movies left. Damn politicians.
Dad? Bert asked, his face a cross between terror and shock. You're Rebecca? The doe's face lit up.
Yes. How'd you know? You recognized me even if I look like a deer and sound like this?
Process of elimination, Bert muttered before putting on a big fake smile. Absolutely. How could I forget you?
Charles thought he saw Bert's shiny teeth twinkle for just a second.
Oh, Daddy, the doe answered.
I thought I told you to call me stepdad. Your real dad would get angry if he heard that,
Bert admonished, though his smile made it seem lighthearted.
Well, he isn't around anymore, and you did more for us than he ever did.
That was enough for Charles, though. His irritation at the confounding course of events had hit a new level. He joined the game in order to see more of his family, but it had helped his friend out before him. He wasn't angry with his friend, but the twinge of jealousy was hard to escape. He coughed into his hand to draw their attention, wishing to refocus the conversation before they got lost reminiscing.
Oh, right, the doe said. Dad, maybe you can help us?
I'll see what I can do, Bert rubbed his hands together. Let's start with who's a player, who's a traveler, and who's not.
With the story restarting, Charles took to his rocking chair and started whittling again. He intended for this piece to be a ferocious tiger, or a playful kitten. At his skill level, he just hoped the tail didn't look like a fifth leg. As he carved away, little snippets of the conversation passed through him. Bert seemed great at piecing things together.
So let me get this straight. You were playing on the Canadian server and ended up here? That explains the dimensional travel, but it's hard to believe the NPC version of Charles is the king over there. The reincarnation powder you stole from his table sounds like Ashes of Burabus. Easy enough to get at level 300. And you escaped the orc hordes by betrothing yourself to four different clan chiefs and ran away as they were warring. For a rock, you sound pretty hot. I bet you were a gorgeous beastkin lady. Oh, that's adorable. Are you blushing? Well, you didn't really go back in time 10 years. Nothing can time travel. You just got implanted with the memory of those 10 years, like when you read a skill book. Do you remember everything about elementary school, or just snippets? It's like that. Yeah, I can see why you aren't playing on the British server, accents notwithstanding. Not being able to go fishing here due to some law from 1986 would be a pain in the rear if you were on that quest line.
Bert seemed to be on a roll there, and Charles was making good progress with his whittling. He'd also calmed down a lot, too. The jealousy had run its course, and he was now happy Bert had reunited with his stepdaughter. His irritation at having to deal with the crazy story lessened as he listened to Bert piece everything together. He finished up the dog that had started as a tiger, the frog that had started as a horse, a bird that almost looked like a bird, and finally was just working on making a snake. That was when the last part of the conversation broke his concentration.
So, Rebecca, how's your friend Stephanie? I bet she's matured into a beautiful woman now.
The knife went right through the tail, causing the piece to fly away, and Charles looked up in surprise. Bert's fake smile from earlier had taken on a decidedly lecherous aspect. One would have to know what to look for.
Bert's lechery knows no bounds. Has he no shame?
Charles almost noticed the way the doe's back foot kind of moved in a nervous schoolgirl fashion, and he figured that Bert had his answer before he even asked. After giving it some thought, Charles started to wonder just how many of the man's 5 failed marriages experienced those failures due to the friends of an adult-aged stepdaughter.
"She's doing well. Just got divorced. I'm surprised you remembered her."
"Just divorced? I know a thing or two about that. Why don't we go talk to her a little bit later on?" Bert said smoothly. Then he turned his attention to the whole group. "Now, since the important parts are settled, let's get you all back into your original bodies. Polymorph!"
With a wave of his hands, Bert cast some kind of spell, and all 5 of the other guests had puffs of smoke rise up quickly around them. The smoke faded fast, and Charles could see that they all looked different. He recognized Tithe right away, though the color of her furry tail was more brown and gray than before. The tall lizard man turned into a tall human with a long ponytail of thick brown hair. The orc woman turned back into a blonde elf man with a feminine face. The doe became a woman in her mid-30s that vaguely looked like one of Bert's ex-wives, and the samurai didn't change race, but that wasn't what surprised Charles. What surprised Charles was that they were all naked.
"Okay, off you all go," Bert said,
and 3 different spinning magical portals opened up in Charles's front yard. He could catch glimpses of the lands beyond, but nothing definitive.
"And you ladies, the one on the left, I'll be with you shortly. I can't wait to show you how to skirt around that vow of celibacy, Tithe."
Charles watched as they left, a mixture of relief and apprehension floating through him. He knew he was wrong with how he had spoken to Bert. Bert had done a lot for him in the game, and had been a solid friend for years, with the only exception being a college girlfriend that they'd unknowingly shared before Charles had gotten married. When the portals closed, Bert turned to Charles and raised an eyebrow.
"Well?"
"Thanks,"
Charles said, while looking at his friend. Bert just waved his hand.
"No, no talking about all that. This was nothing. You hadn't called me that upset since, well, since your wife passed. Something's eating at you. Now you're gonna talk about it."
Charles nodded, knowing exactly what Bert was talking about, and he didn't want to think about how he acted after his wife passed. Those were dark times, and he'd broken more than one long-term friendship trying to work through the grief. Charles did remember several times Bert was there for him through that, even when he treated Bert poorly. Worse than poorly. So Charles set down the wood he was working on and sighed.
"It's about my granddaughter,"
Charles began. He spoke softly, telling Bert about the phone call, about his fears, about feeling helpless. Bert, for what it was worth, just listened silently, his expression grave.
"Charles, brother, you should have come to me first," Bert said. "You can't be married 5 times and not know a good investigator. Let me make a few calls and stop back by tomorrow. I'll see what I can find out and get it all done quietly. She won't even know we're looking into it," Bert offered.
This was the first time that Charles didn't feel helpless about the whole thing. Even if he wasn't the one to do the investigating or even hiring somebody, he was making a decision. But he still wasn't sure.
"I don't know, Bert. What happens if we find out what happened and who did it? We're old men now,"
Charles said as he looked down at his wrinkled hands. Bert was quiet for a moment and then answered,
"Well, we won't know until we find out what happened, right? Come on,"
Bert clapped Charles on the shoulder.
"You got a fancy new house here, so how about a tour?"
As they turned to go inside, they paused. They paused because when they looked off the side of the house, they could see a horde of giant spiders led by a giant spider queen making a frantic rush for Charles's cellar. In stunned silence, they watched the monster scramble down inside.
"Huh. That reminds me. Bert, you know anything about dungeons?"
Charles asked as the last one disappeared.